It's 8:45 live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, my goodness, he's grumpy. It's Jerry Lange. He plays Ebenezer Scrooge. This is his 13th year of playing the lead role in A Christmas Carol at the Omaha Community Playhouse. Jerry, great to have you in
today.
Nice
to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you coming in. First thing, of course, obligatory to ask you, how is it going? You guys are going to open this weekend.
It's going really well. As usual, we have a stellar cast. Great people all lined up. Everybody knows what to do, and we're ready to roll this week.
Oh, that's fantastic. This really is a show for everybody. If people don't know the story behind it, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Who doesn't know the story of Ebenezer Scrooge?
Well, there's three people.
The three of them.
And
okay,
and
we'll
all three
tell
of them listen to the station, coincidentally. They said, Ebenezer who?
It's the story of redemption. It's a story of a man who finds his soul over the Christmas time. He starts out being just as mean and miserly and nasty as can be, and has a revelation during the Christmas season, overnight at Christmas, visited by three ghosts, so it's a great ghost story. And he sees he hasn't been doing things the way he should, and he changes his ways, and he becomes the man who is the biggest fan of Christmas in the world.
It's a wonderful tale.
It's a great story.
Are there some new cast members in principal roles that you got
to
work with?
Well, we always seem to have a new Tiny Tim. Mm-hmm. We have a little girl this year named Madison.
Who's the other ones grow up.
They grow up and they grow fast. Every once in a while, we'll find a Tim that stays small for a couple of years. But for the most part, we wind up with a new Tim every year.
Sure.
I've got an old friend of mine. Josh Payton has come back to doing this. He did it probably 10 or 12 years ago when I first started doing it. He's going to play my nephew Fred, and it's great having him back. And we've got Don Keenan White, who's playing Marley. He's been doing that for the last few years. So we've got some regulars, and then we've got some brand new people.
This is it's an epic production, the crowd scenes and the singing that happened, the costumes.
There's like 30 some odd people on stage at a given time, including all the children. We have got a cast of probably 15 kids or so, and yeah, it's huge. It's I've sat in the house and watched, and it's like we've got almost too many people for the stage. So yeah, it's big. Big is a good word for it.
As this epic production gets underway, does it kick off the Christmas season for you personally as
absolutely
a human?
You know, my life is quite seasonal, and so right around Halloween time, that's the beginning of the Christmas season for me, and the rehearsal schedule is always the same for me. It pretty much goes Halloween, and then we kick into Christmas, and the next thing I know, it's New Year's Day.
And you're a seasoned professional actor, so this is the 13th year that you've played the same role. What do you do to keep it fresh?
What an opportunity to be able to get something right. You know, it's like usually you do the show and then the show's over with and you think, oh, what could I have done differently? How could I have made, what could have been? I get that chance every year to try and make it a little bit better. And for me, getting better has meant doing less. I've seen DVDs of older productions that when we first started doing it, and man, when I see those first shows, I'm thinking, man, I'm looking at myself and going, there's a guy that's trying way, way, way too hard. Way too hard. So if anything, it's just gotten to be more comfortable. It's more, and of course, the lines are no problem anymore, which is a great thing for me because I have a heck of a time remembering things. And so it's just a matter of actually going out there and being that character, which is so... It's so fulfilling now. I really enjoy just the fact of being out there. And I have those moments still where I'll stand backstage and look out there and go, man, you know what? This is really cool. this is really cool. I am one lucky guy. And I think that's what keeps me going, because there's that coolness factor. It's like, man, this is something.
It's incredible. I love the documentary that NET Television did years ago.
Yeah, that was terrific.
Wonderful. And really a good look backstage at that. But a frozen moment in time as you
right,
went to that
right,
role.
Right, right.
Just magnificent. It's it opens this weekend, November 16th.
Please come. If you've never seen it, you really should.
Must see
absolutely.
The spectacle. Absolutely. November 16th. It runs through December 23rd. There are tickets and information available at omahaplayhouse.com. You can also call 402-553-0800 if you're looking for information. Jerry Lange, Ebenezer Scrooge.
This was great. Let's do it again next year.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for stopping by. Always great to speak with the crappiest man on the planet. It's just wonderful. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. Morning Edition continues on KIOS FM right now.